charge. You know, so listen to Adam click a pen like a psychopath. He's like a cricket over here. He's fucking recording with Eddie Murphy. hashtag Mulan.
This guy, so many people who are like, he wasn't the cricket. He wasn't the cricket. That's the joke. That's the joke.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Two Guys with Raging Goals. I'm Mikey, and this is Adam, and every Friday, we bring you a conversational podcast where we put together this set.
Yes.
We do real good work here. Yep. There we go, Pikachu.
Alleluia.
Every Friday, we bring a conversation to this table where one of us discusses it. One of us eats the table.
Probably.
We bring a conversation to this table. And we discuss it for your enjoyment.
Yes.
If you like that, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, at Two Guys with Raging Goals. You can also head on over to patreon.com/twoguysraging. Throw us a couple bucks, keep the lights on, get exclusive perks, like the all-new Harry Potter series, Muggles at Large. You can also listen to Adam click a pen like a psychopath. He's like a cricket over here. He's fucking recording with Eddie Murphy. hashtag Mulan.
This guy, so many people who are like, he wasn't the cricket. He wasn't the cricket. That's the joke. That's the joke. You guys don't get it. You're not in on it.
Yeah, you gotta be in on the joke. It's so funny. You know, the cricket from Mulan. You mean the dragon?
That's the one.
Yeah, he was the dragon. The cricket didn't talk, motherfucker.
It was like, chirp, chirp.
Yeah, so just like the pen. So Patreon, like I was talking about.
Yes.
So I'm driving home to Toledo last week after being here. And I'm thinking about, I'm listening to the latest There and Back again. And it had been like delayed because the split up with the company and whatever. Point North Media, by the way, go follow them. They do awesome work. It's the continuation of Story Wonk. But anyways, this is the first time he's posted in like 2 weeks of this stuff. He also has a Buffy one. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Dusted.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He brought it back. He's continuing it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how much longer. He was continuing it. Now,
Seriously? Yeah. That's fucking deep.
Yeah.
Also, did you see the Buffy 23?
Yes. So, although, why wasn't Eliza Dushku there? Nobody knows.
Homeboy wasn't there.
Who?
Giles.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't there. There was something he was doing.
I don't know what it was.
Okay. I saw an article about it, but I didn't read it. Yeah. Headline culture.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
So, but anyways, before we get to that topic.
Before we talk about that.
I'm driving home, and he's pitching his Patreon before, like, the episode, right? And he's talking about, like, everything he does is pretty much live. So he does...
Yeah.
He records everything live, and then you can get the audio as a podcast.
Right.
And so he is talking about that and saying, you know, how much he needs our support and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And, like, this really good pitch about Patreon, and, like, we're on Patreon. And I was like, nah, man, like, this is really good. And, like, I enjoy his content thoroughly.
Yeah, he's
like,
a very good...
Through and through.
He's a wonderful storyteller. Yeah.
Story in Star Wars.
He's amazing.
Like, yes. Like, he breaks things down very well. And, like, I really enjoy his content. And I was like, you know what? Why am I not donating? Like, I fucking enjoy his content. And I don't, like, I give too kind of funny. That's it. On Patreon. Like,
yeah. I'm going to start supporting Ruben Report and Comments Last Night.
Yeah.
But,
and, like, I think it's important to support the things that are important to you, right? Yep. And so, like, it just hit me that I was like, fuck me, I need to just support this. Like,
yeah.
I'm, like, one of those PBS watchers who, like, is watching PBS all the time but never fucking giving them money.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm fucking doing this. So, speaking of which, if you're watching this,
Uh-oh.
Go to Patreon and throw us money!
Of course.
Yeah, you fucks. You gotta keep the lights on it. Fucking PBS here. Trump's slashing the budget.
Yeah.
Sure. But so I'm like, I committed in my mind, I'm going to do this. I'm going to sign up. Yeah. It'll be my second sign up on Patreon ever. And it's going to Alistair Stevens. I'm committed. And then I'm still on vacation through that weekend, and I'm editing and posting things and, like, following other podcasts and communicating with people.
Right.
Trying to just build up our viewers again, and we're fucking moving on Twitter. We're, like, 126 now. Well, I think the last update I gave you guys, we were, like, 104.
Yeah.
Something like that. We had just crossed the 100 mark, so, like...
Yeah, and you're networking with other podcasts. That's what's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm actually, like, getting, like, good interaction between us and stuff, and so, like... very, very cool. And, like, I learned that from you, though. You told me, like, to get that sort of community on Twitter, like, it's got to be genuine interaction. Like, it cannot be... Like, you can have bots and stuff, but then there's got to be follow-up. Like, this great podcast, I haven't listened to it
yet.
I'm calling them a great podcast. The Bat Podcast, which Bat stands for something, and I don't know what. Sorry. But they have this auto bot that fucking mails you, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, the fucking thing that it said was hilarious, so hilarious that I responded to them, and then they responded back to me and were like, yeah, no, it took a while to figure out, yeah, we're doing a good thing.
Yeah.
I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
So anyways, I realized, though, before I signed up for Patreon, for his Patreon, I was like, wait, don't do it for mine. We have a Patreon account of Two Guys Married in Goals. A, one of us signing up gets us both access. B,
yeah.
I was like, Alistair Stevens does everything live. He reports things as it happens. Like, he's reading conversations on Twitter. He's reading the YouTube chat. He has great interaction with his people. And I was like, and he follows us.
Right.
He follows us on Two Guys Raging. And I was like, I bet if I tweeted this guy a picture of me supporting him on Patreon, he will retweet us. And I fucking asked for it. I just was like, hey, Alistair, followed you on, or supported you on Patreon, is that worth a retweet? Retweet our podcast, please. Fucking yes! Retweeted it, and we picked up, like, 7 followers like that.
Oh,
and
my God,
like,
that's so cool.
I was like, crazy.
Yeah.
Insanity.
Yeah.
So that's the nice side of the internet.
Absolutely.
We're gonna go to the dark side here. I know, I just always want to be rocking the mic, you know?
Spin you a tail, my friend.
I just always want to be rocking
the dark
the mic.
Side of the internet.
The dark side of the internet.
Now, I'm not talking about...
Oh, that sounded like it was about to get
real. It was going
to
get real. It was going to get a few things.
That got dark.
Mostly insensitive.
Okay, so what I want to talk about is outrage culture. And we kind of discussed this downstairs a little bit, right? Outrage culture is essentially the idea that everybody is offended by everything on the internet. And whether you believe that or not. Right? But that's kind of what outrage culture is
when people use that term, outrage culture, that's what they're talking
about. Yeah, they're talking about, like, you post something, and it's funny, and then there's going to be some asshole somewhere that's going to be like Ruben, Ruben.
Yes.
Tweeted Ruben. Something yesterday. It was the picture of Google.
Yeah.
It was Google's, like, homepage, and it was, like, all ethnicities. On this, like, in this cute cartoon.
And religions, yeah.
Yeah, and religions. And he said, boy, bad day to be, or Google anything if you're a single, straight, white guy. And somebody got angry about it and was, and, like, kind of justly, but, like, got angry about it, or tweeted back at him and was like, oh, yeah, one day out of the year that it's not okay to be a single white guy. Here's your handkerchief to cry in or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, and then it got combative after that. And, like,
right.
But that's essentially outrage culture, that, like, no matter what you say, someone is going to be offended by it. Somebody is going to be an asshole about it.
Right.
And so that's the nuts and bolts of that. And what kind of brought this to my attention and why I want to discuss it is not only because we exist on the internet, but our favorite podcast, besides Two Guys with Rating Goals, you guys can check
that
out every
shit,
Friday.
That shit is gold!
Every Tuesday we have a live show. Every Thursday, roughly, we have Two Guys Rage, or the Rage of the Day. Wow, I thought that would hit the camera. But yeah, if you're not going to check out that and you have some free time, you can check out Kinda Funny. They do some content on the internet, like just a little bit of stuff here and there.
Just a little bit, yeah. Fuck.
It's like Rooster Teeth and them.
Yeah.
So anyways... they had a pretty public falling out with one of their co-founders, about 2 weeks ago, it happened 3 weeks ago. We all find out about it, like, not in real time. Right. So it was a little bit after that, that we found out about it, but, cause I'm going to tweet the fuck out of this to them. I don't want to, like, get crazy and say things out of line or say things that aren't true. So, like, I'm going to give, like, a condensed version of what we know of the facts.
Right.
And basically what happened was the one of the co-founders has been kind of growing apart from the rest of them in the things that he wanted to work on within the company. And so, like, he was less involved in nerd culture and gaming and those sorts of things and wanted to do something a little bit more social and economic and political and those realm of things and history. And he did a good job of trying to bring those things into the show in general, but like he wanted to do focus on that.
Yeah.
And he's also known for being conservative. He is one of the very few conservative voices in the gaming industry. And so he puts out this, like, so they've been growing apart for a while. He puts out a tweet, and the tweet comes off on International Women's Day. He tweets out essentially, like, finally a day of peace and quiet, hashtag a day without women. And he sends this tweet out, and essentially that is like the straw that breaks the camel's back. It is the focal point or the fulcrum that creates the impetus for him leaving.
Yeah.
And so he leaves kind of funny, and they're still dealing with the fallout of this. But in the meantime, what happens is some of the other co-founders, so there's four of them, some of the other co-founders tweet out their personal feelings about it. And whether, like, there wasn't good discussion within that company of, like, is this the company's message? Is this our message? Like, what are we doing to do damage control of this? Whatever. But essentially, on both sides, there was outrage about this tweet. There were people very, very offended by it, by the joke.
Right.
Because they didn't think it was appropriate. It was essentially a little, maybe it could be construed as sexist and that sort of stuff in a standalone setting.
Yeah.
And so people were upset that it was said. And then on the flip side, there were people who were upset about that, about the rage about it. So, like,
yes.
All these people come out of the woodwork, say, we're really upset about this. We're not okay with you tweeting these sorts of things. And then a bunch of people come out of the woodwork saying, look at all these people being fucking pansies, whatever.
Yeah, snowflakes.
Yeah, snowflakes. Oh, everybody's offended. Everybody's upset.
Snowflake.
And so now people are screaming back and forth. And the end of this is that Colin, who is the guy who sends out the tweet, leaves the company.
Yes.
So your take on outrage culture.
Okay. So my take on outrage culture.
Sorry, you were formulating. I was just using this as
showing it off. Showing it off. Outrage culture. You come here. Give me that arm, buddy. Squeeze it. Come here. Let me do this. Oh, that's beautiful. Right there. So my idea around outrage culture is I think that there's a lot of misunderstanding on both sides of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of misunderstanding on both sides, and I think that you could make an argument that both sides are suffering from outrage culture.
Oh, yeah.
They're just on different sides of it, and they're using it as a weapon against one another. Now, I do have much more firm opinions about the statements that were made and about the things that were said.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Unpack that.
So when I think about people...
Remember last week when you were... Oh, no, I was a dinosaur.
People, you were
the process horse.
Yes. but I guess what's so different for me is that while I do not agree necessarily with what he said or what the responses were, I don't look at things as black and white, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and some of this has to do, okay, I'm going to take you on a trip, right? Back in time, Adams in high school, editor-in-chief of the yearbook, right? My senior year.
Huge.
And I get the idea of, like, journalism in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I'm going through a lot of journalism classes, workshops, learning new things about journalism, and I become very passionate about a free media, and then I have very strong opinions about censorship and freedom of speech.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Because of that background. And I've always held strong to those. So when I think about this tweet that goes out, that I really don't think that it was in any way intended to upset anyone.
I disagree with that. And you don't have the context, but he has actually come out and said he did it to piss people off.
Really?
Yeah. But I know what you mean.
But I think it was, like, if it was to piss people off, it was to ruffle feathers more than...
Correct. It wasn't to get women angry.
He wasn't like, I hate women, women are shitty, terrible people.
Yeah. He wasn't trying to piss off feminists or something like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. Like, he was going to get a rise and it was going to be funny and he was going to live in the chaos, right?
Yeah.
So, do I agree with the tweet? No. Do I think that it had, it may be great intentions, but dastardly, devious intentions? No.
Right.
But then it comes to this bigger head where it's like, do I believe that he should have said it or had the right to say it?
Yeah.
And then that's a different context or a different conversation that we're going to have in a second. But what's your take on outrage culture? Especially within the parameters that we have.
So, like, I tend to lean, I think, I don't know, like, I, my thoughts on all of this is very skewed, but, like, I, or scattered, I guess, would be the best way to say
it. Yeah,
it's like,
not skewed, yeah.
Yeah, because I do believe in, like, freedom of speech, right? Like, you should be allowed to do what you want to do. Yeah. And, like, those personal liberties are very important to me. But in the same token, listening to people talk about outrage culture the last couple of weeks, because Alana has a video about it as well.
Okay.
I feel as if, like, outrage culture is almost becoming this, like, way of labeling things and saying, like, what I did wasn't wrong.
You're just a whiny bitch.
Yeah. Yep. And that worries me. Not that I don't think that's always the truth.
Right.
But it worries me because at what point do I get to say, like, black people are stupid? And then when people are like, well, you're a racist, and I'm like, fake news, you're outrage culture. And it's like, but no, you can't just say that shit. Like, because, like, in a way, you are infringing on those people's rights and, like, their own right to a life and to liberty and all these things.
Right.
And so it's a very sensitive subject to me because, like, I don't want to offend people.
Yeah.
Like, I am an outspoken motherfucker. And, like, I'm somebody who, like, I am a passionate person. And, like, you know that when you know me. Like, Mikey speaks with a lot of passion. I come across the table at you.
Yeah.
Knock the taste out of your mouth.
Yeah.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm passionate. Like, I believe so much in what I'm saying that I want you to fucking hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to piss you off. I don't want to offend you.
Right.
And so, like, I worry sometimes, like, am I going to tweet something out that, like, I represent us as a brand, but I also am more and more representative of Target as a brand, right? And so, like, do I someday tweet something that is, like, it on both sides? Like, am I going to tweet something that is going to be damaging to my ability to lead and be the leader that I am at the company that I'm with? But then on the flip side, am I going to tweet something and Target says, like, that was out of line? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, how is that? You know, and so, like, it's a very fine balance. And so I worry a lot about it now, more and more that I read about it, because there is, you're right, there is this, like, kind of snowflakey thing of, like, everybody gets, like, there is always going to be somebody who has to be offended by something. But then at the same time, like, do we just push away anybody who says they're offended and pretend, like, their feelings don't matter?
Well, I think, okay, so I think that, no, you don't. You don't. But you're dealing with something that's, it has a lot of different houses, right? So we're talking about people being overly sensitive about certain things or getting offended too easily. We're talking about people's right and, like, free speech, and then you're also talking about the censorship of others.
Yeah.
So, I think when it comes
to fucking whiteboard.
When it comes to people being sensitive, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that in just a second. But when it comes to freedom of speech, I believe that we should have a pretty open freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Because of censorship, I see these things as linked very closely. Because the problem with something like censorship, where people are limiting your ability to interact with a certain frame of thought,
mm-hmm.
is that they're... You never know where other people are going to draw that line.
Yeah.
So we we shouldn't allow people to draw that line for us.
Right. Right.
So that is my only.
And typically, people who are censoring you are like, there's a very famous quote. I forget how it goes, but it's essentially like a censor is somebody who has seen something that you haven't, and right. believes you should not see it.
Yes.
And that's not okay.
Right.
It's not okay to make that judgment call.
Right. And like, so kind of the concept, like when I think about it is like, whenever you go through a journalism workshop or you talk about the freedom of speech,
mm-hmm.
one of the first few things that comes up is, the organization of hate groups.
Yeah.
Because
that's the speech that is protected.
There are members of the KKK that live in the United States, and they are a known hate group. And the idea is that we can't shut down their speech.
Right.
Do we have to agree with it? No. Do we have to listen to it? No. Can we shut it down? No. Because it could be just as dangerous to have that shut down, and then who knows what other speech is going to be shut down.
Right, right, exactly.
And
it becomes kind of a slippery slope.
Yeah, and the idea that, like, hey, maybe having this out in the forefront and letting people see that this is a hate group kind of protects us because we have, like, a social lens to look at it and
right.
say, like, no, I know what you're doing because you're doing it out in the light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something that's underground can be much more destructive, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So what are your thoughts particularly about the tweet? Like, I want to be clear that I think it was a joke.
I think it was
a joke.
Yes.
I don't think Colin is a sexist. I don't think he's a racist. I don't think he's a bigot. Like,
no.
I've listened
to hours of him speak.
Yeah.
And while I did not always agree with him,
right.
there is never a time when I've ever thought any of those things.
Yeah.
Right?
So the context, though, that I guess I want to put on this is, like, if you are one of the other three founders and Colin sends that out, how do you feel about it?
If I saw that he tweeted that out, how would I feel about it? I would be upset that he did that. And just because the four, like, everyone knows in our ecosystem that the four of us are linked
right.
to this one thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, like, I totally understand
it is
that they came to the conclusion they came to.
Yeah.
Given especially the external forces, right? Like, Colin wants to go and write a book this summer, and he wants to take time off, and he wants to do all these things and put his heart into, like, this different project too.
Yeah.
Right? And he's been talking about this for 8 months
yeah.
probably
yeah.
in the Game Over Greggy shows, and probably even longer back in his life, but, like, he wanted to go write, and they didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And he wanted to talk about politics, and they didn't want to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
you watch this transition of him, but, like, you still, like, you're still part of the company. You haven't left yet.
Yeah.
You haven't
yeah.
left yet. So we need to be consistent across all bases. Right?
Yeah.
Like, visually consistent, socially consistent, and, like, he just couldn't be neutral.
Yeah, because I think, like, so when we talk freedom of speech, I agree that he has the right to say anything he wants, but, like, just as I have the right to say anything I want, if I'm gonna, like, and, like, we're too small for it to catch wind, no matter what we'd say.
Right.
But, like, if something that came out of my personal Twitter would be linked to you, no matter what, because of our friendship on Facebook, our friendship over the years, our friendship for this podcast, our, like, any social media you look up, you are going to find that you and I are linked, right?
Right.
And so if I all of a sudden come out of the... Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm a communist.
Right, yeah. Like, if I came out of the woodwork and said, like, all of a sudden I'm a fucking, like, alt-right,
crazy
pro, yeah, Nazi, like, people are going to have questions for you. Like, holy fuck. Right? And so, like, what I do impacts you. And so, like, much smaller scale for us because we're fucking nothing.
Right. Obviously.
But they are on a large scale and they have billions of fans and they're funded primarily from these fans.
So, yeah. So that's, I guess that is, when it comes to what happened, I understand. Because they are fan funded. So they could have lost support through that. There's literally no way of telling if they would have.
Yeah.
Because it happened so rapidly.
Right, yeah.
It happened literally so overnight.
Yeah.
But, the idea is that, like, and this is something that I think Colin would stand behind, right? Like, he always said, like, hey, this isn't crowdfunding. You don't put your money into this and never see the product.
Right.
Yeah. You see the product every single week. And when we stop delivering that product...
You can pull your money.
You pull your money.
Yeah.
And that's the idea. Right? And that's why he was so passionate about it. That's why he found it so intriguing and was okay with it, asking for people's money.
They talked about that on the newest episode, too. They said, like, Tim was like, but I mean, realistically, Colin, if it was up to you making decisions, we, like, because Colin says, like, he was always against everything. He was against them working with Rooster Teeth. He was against them being on Patreon. He was against all these things. And... Tim says, like, yeah, to that point, like, Colin, if you were allowed to make all the decisions for our company, we would not be the company we are. And Colin's like, yeah, no, exactly. Like, we would never have gotten to this point if we had followed
what
I wanted to do.
And he wouldn't know what he knows now.
Right, yeah.
Too, like...
Yeah, and he's very good about that, too, on the show. Like, he's like, all the things that I've learned, like, I take that to where I am now.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's the biggest thing is, like, I think that he understood where they were coming from.
Yeah.
Like, although it sucks, because, like... He's lost friends over this.
Yeah.
You know, and as it would suck if something happened like that with us. And that's kind of my grander point, too, is, like, so I'm not the kind of person who is always in your face about my opinion.
Right.
However, I am very passionate about my opinion, and when I start giving it, you will listen to me, and then I will listen to you. But you'll understand that there's probably very little chance that I'm going to be changing my opinion, right?
Yeah. Which is common.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like to throw in a little bit of comedy into that.
Yeah.
Right? There's a little bit of fanfare in my discussions.
Yeah.
Right? Just a little. Not a lot of dramatics or anything. But I would be very concerned if one day... I said something in a joking manner because that's who I am.
Right.
And the whirlwind of everyone on the internet picked that up and then framed my... It's just like... Okay. It's just like having a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
I hate people with bumper stickers.
I almost got ran over for having a bumper sticker.
I hate bumper stickers. Because, and I don't hate bumper stickers because, like you've got an Obama Biden bumper sticker. I support that. That's fucking awesome.
Best memes on it.
I know you, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But as I'm driving down the road, when I see bumper stickers, I feel as though I can look at that bumper sticker and sum you up.
Yep, I know everything about who
you are. I know everything about you. And that was not my decision. I did not walk up to your car and say, hold on. Park for a second. Let me put this bumper sticker on your car.
Yeah, I didn't
so that
like
I can
what
frame.
You disabled yourself.
Yeah, yeah. So I can frame all these.
You done gripped yourself.
Exactly. So that's the problem. Is I don't want this bumper sticker representing my entire self.
Right.
And, like, sometimes I do say things that are a little off the cuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do say things that would probably piss people off.
Right.
Would I want that to represent my character? No.
And it's funny because, like...
And I think that outrage culture is kind of a couple of weeks ago we talked about fake news.
Right.
And we talked about politics.
Yep.
Right? I think in that episode I talked about how news quickly went from reporting to just looking through someone's Twitter
Yeah, and that's how you find things. Yeah.
And like
headline news.
Yeah. And so I think outrage culture is fueled by that Twitter non-news cycle.
For sure. Twitter's like the worst place to communicate. So it's interesting because like we're kind of bouncing back and forth between topic and like,
I know. But it's okay. Like, hopefully they can follow
the end result of this whole thing is that like Tim brings up in the latest GOG show that the bra signing thing. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So they posted these pictures of these girls, took off their bras and gave them to them, and they wanted them signed. I don't know. Actually, I assume they didn't take them off. They probably just signed it right on their tits. But, like, people were offended by that. Like, super offended to the point that they had to take it down and then send out an apology about it. And Tim brings up the fact that he was like, did I think it was okay that people were offended by that? No, like, it was a joke. Like, it was funny.
Yeah.
And he was like, but I didn't want to offend anybody. Like, I didn't want to hurt anybody. And so I was completely fine with the apology. And he was like, because, like, while I stand behind the fact that that was a joke, I was not trying to be sexist or flaunting women or degrading them or anything.
Yeah, right.
He was like, it was a joke. But I didn't want to hurt anybody, and so I did these steps to let people know that. And it's funny because, like, a lot of people didn't know, but Colin helped edit the letter that Greg sent out, that the apology letter.
Okay.
Like, Colin helped edit it, and, like, he did not agree with it, but he was like, I will help write this and, like, make sure that, like, it's worded well so that we aren't in a spot where, like, it's going to be, like, really bad for us.
Right.
It's just funny because, like, he is so unapologetic, and that is not sitting well with me. And that's where, like, this outrage culture thing to me is scary because he's right. Like, people were writing articles about him calling him a bigot and a racist, and it was like...
I think that some of that is why he's so unapologetic.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to poke holes in this idea of a fake news cycle.
Right, and, like, so, like, I understand that, like... there have been things done unfairly to him.
Yes.
But it is as if he does not see
his part in it.
Yeah. It's like, and to me, it comes across as you are a child.
Or arrogant.
Yeah, like when you don't care about what the consequences of your actions.
Right.
And, like, he keeps saying, like, I knew there was going to be uproar about this. I knew. But, like, it's as if he doesn't care that he did these things. And, like... to me specifically, and like friendship is a like the cornerstone of my life, so maybe it's just different for him and I, but like anything that I do that upsets my friends, like
right.
that to me, like I'm apologizing. Like I don't care if I've said it on this show before, like if Rodney came to me and was like, hey man, that shit you said really fucking pissed me off, I'd be like, I don't even know what the fuck I said, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I am so sorry, like let's talk about what I fucking said, because
yeah.
like I don't get, and I said this to you downstairs, like, I don't get to decide if you are upset about something. I don't get to decide how you feel about it.
Right.
Whether that's right, whether my intent was that way, or whether it's right or wrong that you feel that way, like, I don't get to say, you are not offended by this.
Yeah.
So move on. Like,
yeah.
I don't get to choose that. And, like, the last thing that I want to say about it, and, like, we can keep talking, but, like, the last thing that I felt about it, because I haven't even finished the whole episode yet.
I can't wait to do this.
I feel like, why wouldn't you say sorry to your friends and say, and maybe he has behind closed doors, like, we don't know how those things all went down, but, like, it doesn't feel like he has. Why would you not, like, the things that no matter what, not just Colin Moriarty, but, like, the things people tweet, the things people say, I guarantee you some people were genuinely offended. Now, the whole tornado and calling him racist and all that stuff is bullshit.
Yes.
And that is the side of outrage culture that, like, people want to find things to be mad about and be social justice fucks and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, okay, fuck off.
Yeah.
But, he knew saying that was going to hurt somebody. And he did it anyways. And to me, it's like, I would apologize, even if I stand 100% behind something, I would apologize and say, to the people who I genuinely offended or felt like I betrayed their trust, I am really sorry. Because I didn't mean for that.
Did you see Joe Dirt down there?
Yeah, I do see Joe Dirt.
Is there a Pantera?
Yeah, he was picking through the other trash as he got some cables out and stuff. But yeah, I think, like, why would you not say that unless you are so arrogant and such a child that you're just like, no, I wasn't wrong. And it's like, but it's not about being right or wrong, man. It's about the fact that, like, yes, there's a shitstorm of people who we don't need to worry about. But I guarantee you, there were people like me who were offended by what you said, not because the joke was offensive, but because I was like, that's in poor taste. Like,
yeah.
Like that, you're not
celebrating it, then don't celebrate it. Yeah. If you're not trying to draw attention to it, don't draw attention
like,
to it.
You are,
don't mock people.
Yeah, you were trying to troll. You are, like, it's not a funny joke, and he even says this too, that he didn't think it was that funny.
No. Well, I've gone down the rabbit hole with Colin Moriarty now.
Yeah.
So I listened. He was on Joe Rogan Experience.
Right. Yeah.
Did you listen to that?
No,
episode?
I'm going to.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Joe Rogan and Colin together, like, fuck me.
Oh, like, dude, it's like 2 hours long.
And they're both so smart.
They're
like,
so smart.
Yeah.
It's retarded.
Yeah.
But like,
can't say retard, Adam. Jesus. You remember those Hillary Duff commercials?
Yes.
I'm like, don't use the retard word or whatever, and
yeah.
I was like, no, fuck you.
Yeah, right. Like, that's everything. That's
like, if I offend somebody who is retarded and they want to tell me, like, hey, that was offensive, I will apologize and say, like, hey, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about my dumb friend who thought it was smart to fall down the stairs in a Nerf fight. Wait.
Anyway, but what was I saying? I'm sorry.
So you went down the rabbit hole with Colin Moriarty.
Oh, yes. So I think that he... I think that he really didn't think that the joke was funny, but he did want to get a rise out of people.
Yeah.
And I don't think he realized that it was going to have the legs that it had.
No, I'm sure that's not true. That he did not think that. Yeah.
But like, you also have to think like, so Colin Moriarty, while he is about your age,
mm-hmm.
he has grown up on the internet.
Yeah.
Now, like, you spend a lot of time on your phone, and you spend a lot of time on the internet, but, like, he consistently...
He lives there, yeah.
...had, like, since he was 16...
Right, yeah, dial-up modem, yeah.
He was on the internet.
Yeah.
And so, like, although he is offended by trolls on the internet from being at IGN,
mm-hmm.
I think he sometimes loses sight of what it is that he's going to say, or what his messaging is, because he's so used to the backlash, the unnecessary backlash.
Right.
So now he sees every backlash as unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah, and I
think so that's the problem.
True. That is the core of the problem, is that, like, because he was saying on there too that, like what is being said about him is completely unfair and it's not okay, and like, the only reason this happened to him is because he's a conservative. And if he wasn't a conservative, this stuff wouldn't happen to him, but it's people going after conservatives. And and to me, I was like, that, what you're saying right there is why you're getting attacked. Because you are already playing defense. And we covered this a little bit in the politics one, I think, or in, not the one before that, fake news. Yeah, politics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He is already playing so far back.
Yep.
With being worried about this backlash and all this stuff, that he is playing to, like, you, we expect you to say shitty things and us to respond to it now. Like, that is your bumper sticker, Colin Moriarty.
Yes.
Like, your bumper sticker is, just wait, this guy's gonna say something and we can get mad about it. And then you play right into it, and it's something
that kind of, like, Greg Miller kind of talks about. He's an internet personality, and for a long time, he would go back and forth with people who disagreed with him on the internet.
Yeah.
And eventually, he had to learn that is just a vocal minority.
Yeah.
Those are people who just don't like you because of this or that.
Right.
And their opinions aren't worth it. They've got 2 followers, no voice.
It's a little egg on Twitter yelling at you.
Yeah, as soon as you retweet it, as soon as you respond, that's when you're giving it attention.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And that's how I felt with Colin talking. Like saying, like, because he's a conservative, that's why he was attacked. I was like, no, you're doing the exact same thing that the other side does and says, like, liberals are getting fucking blown out of the water here and this is terrible and all this stuff. Like, that isn't... It is your... it is your personality that is being attacked. And yes, because you are conservative, you have felt that you need to be more defensive. Because you are defensive, people are ready to attack you more and more and more because you're always playing defense.
Right.
And then when you give up the high ground and you fucking start trolling, now you've just opened yourself up to be fucking murdered. And like,
and that's the real issue, is I think that he's too stubborn now, or he's built himself in so far.
Yeah, it's like building a bunker, right? And he's like, well, I'm fucking in here now.
Yeah, so
like,
there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, and like, and again, and so like, I don't know that he's, whether, what the behind the scenes conversations are, but like, I just feel like if it was me, and this was our company, right? And it put you in a bad spot, I would apologize. And say like, and like publicly, not just to you, but I would publicly apologize and be like, hey, I didn't mean to fuck over two guys with raging goals. Like, like, I was upset about something that was said at work or whatever, this thing or whatever, and because that's when I'm going to say something inappropriate, is when I'm mad, not when I'm not. So I'm not gonna just tweet some funny anecdote. Like, I'm going to fucking, someday somebody's going to piss me off and I'm going to let everybody know about it.
Right.
And that's going to be the thing. So, like, but I would come out and say that. Like, and I think it takes a bigger person to say, like, I'm sorry if I offended people. Call me a racist, you're a fucking asshole. Like, no, I'm not. And I'm like, no, we're not playing that game. And like, that's insanity. You're fake news. But like, but like, I will own what I own with this. And like, I should not have done that. Like, it was in poor taste. It was a moment I shouldn't have done it. Like, do I regret doing it? And am I not going to stand behind, like, the fact that you guys shouldn't be outraged about this? Absolutely not. And I could see him doing something like that. But to not fucking come out and say
that
he's sorry.
I think that there's a lot that he's going to be able to really think about once he's out of their house.
Yeah.
Once he's out of the company and stuff like that. I think that that's what he's kind of waiting on.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, it's just weird because, like, he's started this whole crusade now. Like, he brought up the fact that he's, one of the episodes is going to be about fascism. And, like, how that's not a thing. And, like, he said, like, and how people are so fucking stupid for comparing the Weimar Republic to us right now. And I, like, I just did this. And I was like, he's one of the smartest people on Earth, right? Not, probably not, but, like, he is really smart. And, like, very well educated. He's an intelligent person,
yes.
Right? And
yes.
So, like, I, when I heard that, I was like, you're dismissing the fact that people are scared. People are worried. People feel this way. You don't get to decide, Colin, how they feel about this.
And how feelings are going to
interact
with their actions.
Yeah, and so, like, you can break down the linguistics of this and say, this is not fascism. The way our democracy is built, the probability of us falling into a fascist state is almost nothing compared to what Germany was at that time in the Weimar Republic, and, like, how it was so easy for that to collapse comparative to us. 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
And, like, those are all intelligent statements. But they remove any human element from understanding that the people who are saying, like, this is fascism, like, to Colin Moriarty, the people who are saying this is fascism, not all of them are just trolling and looking to be outraged. Some of them legitimately are concerned about their sons and daughters who are in the military, or their son who just came out of the fucking closet, or their kids who are fucking immigrants, technically. Like, those sorts of people are scared. And so when those people, like, those are the people that I want to take consideration for when somebody says, we're going to become a fascist state. Okay, probably not. Like, the odds of that, pretty fucking slim.
Right.
But I'm not dismissing the fact that you are scared. And that's what it feels like when he says stuff like that, that mm-hmm. he is dismissing their concerns. And you're just crazy and outraged, and I'm going to tell you the truth. And it's like,
yep.
But when, like, I understand that you're just trying to get people to, like, be reasonable, but it doesn't, you are part of outrage culture now, because you are on the other side of it telling people you're not allowed to be outraged about this. And it's like, well, you.
Well, and that's the problem, too, is, like, in the same way that he has the right to say what he wants, they have the right to say
exactly
what they
want. And, like,
that's the dichotomy, and that's what is important. Like, it's really important it is very important for people to really consume both sides of the argument.
Yeah go back
because
to politics matter. It's important
because, like, there are good things that came out of, or good people involved in both sides of the argument, especially when it comes to this tweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Like, yeah.
I love the Kind of Funny guys. Yep. I love Colin Moriarty.
Yep.
Like, and they can be separate.
Yeah, like, Colin pretty much has always been my favorite. Like, I fucking, like, I love, like, Conversation with Colin. That was my favorite show.
Yeah.
I love listening to
that. That's what got you,
yeah.
That's what got you hooked, right?
Yeah.
But, like, what, like, now, like, they're going to be separate, and that's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And, like, I think, well, I've lost my point. I'm sorry. I don't even know where I was going.
Way to go, jackass.
I know, I'm
sorry. Don't get offended by that.
It's because I'm, listen, just because I'm related to donkeys on a molecular level, okay?
Subatomic.
Subatomic level.
Guys, if you haven't yet, head over to our Patreon. Check it out.
Check it out.
We've got our video up there. We've got 4 exclusives up there. A 5th one coming pretty quick here. I'll be sending out messages. I believe they actually fixed the Messenger app on there now, so you can actually send out messages again. Thank you to our new subscribers on Patreon. Really appreciate it. And we will check you guys on the next one.
Okay.
God, I'm old.
Oh, my brain hurts.